Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. There has been a common theme in a lot of the conversations that I'm having lately with my clients, but also between myself and others in business as well. And that's around giving up and quitting our businesses. There has been a shift in the economy, and there's been a shift in how we're spending, how we're investing. And I truly feel like people are being more intentional with their money, and that might be playing out in you potentially having less sales than usual, you know, having less income than what you would typically have at the same time as last year. And if this is you, know that you're not alone. You know, I touched on this in episode 152, where I shared about my recent setback that I'd experienced in my business. And that was surrounding my last launch of my group coaching program, Reset and Reignite. It didn't go to plan, just as a disclaimer there. And it's interesting because I've been having people say to me that it was brave to share that my launch didn't go to plan, especially as a business coach. And you know what? I find it interesting that, you know, somebody feels that way or thinks that way, because I believe we need to share not just the highs, not just the highlights, but the lows too, especially as a business coach. You know, I would never want someone to follow me and the content I share or put out into the world and think that it's perfect, you know, think that it's all rainbows and unicorns all the time, because the reality is it isn't. And, you know, there are setbacks. There are times when things don't go to plan, things don't go as we expected, you know. There's time when I myself question myself and when self-doubt creeps in and sometimes takes over. And I think it's powerful to share this with you too, because you are also a mum in business. And, you know, I don't want you to feel alone in your journey or what you're experiencing. So when my launch didn't go to plan at the end of July, it actually soon coincided with me also not winning the Oz Mumpreneur Award. So for those of you who might not be aware, I made it as a finalist for Podcast of the Year, which is an incredible honor in itself. To be down to one of six finalists is amazing. But I didn't win the award, which I'd be lying if I didn't say I was disappointed. And around the same time too, I also had a client cancel last minute on her 3-month coaching package. Now, if somebody, I feel like I need to put a disclaimer out here. If somebody invests in a 3-month coaching program, there are terms and conditions around that. These were very different circumstances. So it did mean that she needed to cancel due to personal circumstances and a personal situation that was occurring. And so, you know, for me, I felt like I'd been hit not once, not twice, but 3 times over. And, you know, we can also experience other things that make us go into self-doubt and, you know, perhaps spiraling into questioning if we should keep pursuing our businesses. And, you know, with the clients I work with, a lot of the time they're wanting help and support around navigating the juggle of mum life and business and, you know, how to find time to work on and in their business whilst also still being there for their family. And so, you know, there can also be financial stress. And in today's climate of rising costs, you know, that can feel like a real issue. You know, when you have a business and it takes investing in your business, you know, it takes investing in yourself. And often that's monetary, you know. So we need to have the funds and the resources to be able to do that. And so there can be so many challenges that we face, and sometimes they all come at once too. And that can definitely feel like a lot. And so, you know, when we do hit these challenges, we can often battle that self-doubt where we question our abilities and wonder if we've made the right decision in being in business for ourselves at all. And, you know, my gosh, that has definitely been me. Many times I've been in business alongside being a mum my entire motherhood journey, you know, from pregnancy all the way to today of having a 10 and 7-year-old children. And I almost gave up a few times, actually probably more than a few times, you know, especially in those earlier days of having little ones. I also had a part-time job whilst also running my business. And, you know, that's a lot. And for me too, as a recovering perfectionist who likes to put added pressure on herself, it was definitely a challenge, and definitely have been times I've felt like giving up. But today, I'm so glad that I didn't give up. You know, I'm so glad that I didn't quit, or I wouldn't be where I am today if I had of. And I'm sharing this with you as it's normal to go through times when you're feeling like giving up, you know, when you're potentially questioning yourself and contemplating what's next. I have yet to meet a business owner who hasn't experienced this at least once. And so, you know, I think it's important to share this because sometimes we feel very alone in what we experience, and we might look to other people who it seems like they're just having this blissful journey of just nothing but highs and everything's amazing and everything's good all the time, but that's often not the reality. And so what can you do when you face the prospect of these thoughts coming up of giving up? And, you know, this podcast is all about offering you strategies, tips, tools to really help you navigate life as a mum in business. So I want to give you tangible things to walk away with and implement to help you proceed forward. And so the first thing is to gain clarity. You know, get really clear on what your goals are and what your priorities are in your life, but also in your business as well. You know, really ask yourself, what is most important to you right now? And also to look at the original reason why you started your business. This is an opportunity to revisit your why. You know, that thing that is the driving force behind your business, the reason you got into business in the first place. And the amount of times this in itself has helped me is incredible. You know, tapping back into your purpose, your why, really does make a big difference. If you're also in a place of questioning yourself and your abilities, then I would strongly encourage you and urge you to go back through all of your past client feedback and testimonials, comments, DMs, whatever it looks like for you in your business, and revisit those. I promise you, it'll put a smile on your face and help you see that you are, in fact, incredible at what you do. When it comes to feeling the pressures financially, then perhaps this is an opportunity for you to look at ways in which you can boost your income and your sales in your business. You know, to reevaluate the offers that you have and share with the world. You know, a chance to perhaps create a whole new offer for a gap that you might see in the market, or perhaps it's a gap you see in your offer suite. And, you know, this is something that I myself have reviewed recently too. I've seen a need, and I'm now in the process of creating a whole new offer, which I can't wait to share and launch. And that's quite interesting too, being off the back of a launch that didn't go to plan. But, you know, this will be something that for you as a mom in business, you'll want to be a part of this. You know, it's going to be something incredible, and I can't wait. The best part is too, it's going to be a low cost investment as well, which for me in my office suite, I don't have a lot of lower ticket offers out there. And so for me, you know, my situation of being in this place, I revisited my office suite and looked at that and, you know, reanalyzed it and was like, hang on a minute, there's an opportunity for me to perhaps create some more offers that I'm not currently sharing or not currently offering. And so that's where I've, you know, this idea ended up blooming from, was that I had that chance to really evaluate and, you know, step into that CEO mindset and look at my business and go, okay, here's an opportunity that's waiting for me to tap into. And so I won't share too much or say too much or anything just yet. But I promise I will share with you here on the Mum Boss podcast, or of course, if you're on my email list or on my socials, I will share that in due course. So stay tuned for that. If you are feeling that pull between mum life and business, and you're at the point where you're feeling like time is becoming an obstacle for you, then it's potentially a time to look at your time management. You know, this might be to create or amend your current schedule. And I have a Time Boss Masterclass and guidebook where I actually take you through my exact step-by-step process on how you can manage your time as a mum in business. And this is available for just $19. You can get access now via the link in my show notes. That'll really help you in nailing that mum life business balance that you're trying to strike. When you are considering throwing in the towel, shall we say, something that might seem a little controversial to offer to you is to actually take some time off from your business. Honestly, having some time away will give you the clarity and perspective you might just need to know what your next move is. You know, I know for me, I have taken time away from my business. Typically, it's because of school holidays. I always take time off my business. But even there's been times where I'm like, oh, it's becoming a little bit too much. Maybe I need a minute. And when I've done that, I've found that I cannot wait to get back into my business. You know, like I really miss my business. And that really helps me get that clarity I need moving forward. And sometimes too, you know, I feel like we feel like giving up sometimes just because it's coming from a place of feeling really overwhelmed or perhaps even on the verge of burning out. And so taking a step back can actually help us hit reset and give us and allow us that time and space to just be, to take some pressure off and then come back to our business when we feel we have the energy to give our businesses what it needs. And so sometimes taking that little bit of a time out, taking that little bit of a step back will help you see what is most important to you. And I'm sure that you will miss your business and be excited to come back to it. Or perhaps, you know, for you, it might give you that opportunity to go, actually, I'm not missing it like I thought. And that might give you that opportunity to start looking into that and being like, what do I need to change in my business to give me what I need? Or perhaps it's an opportunity to pivot or make some bigger changes. And sometimes you won't know that until you do take that step back and just look at it. So that is my controversial thing to offer you, is to take some time away from your business. And then lastly, seeking out support. I honestly cannot stress this one enough. You know, having a coach or a community to lean on during challenging times makes the world of difference. You know, to have someone who understands truly what you're going through can help so much. But also having a coach means you can get that high level support that really helps you navigate through what you're experiencing. And this has been vital for me to have a coach by my side through my own business journey. You know, I'm such a strong advocate for investing in yourself and in your own personal development. You know, business is oh gosh, business is the biggest personal growth journey that you can be on. And so we need to take care of ourselves in order to have that successful business that we're wanting to have and create. And so if you don't currently have support and you are looking to work with someone, I would absolutely love to work with you. You know, as a life and business coach for mums, I really support you in creating and growing that successful business alongside your lifestyle as a mum without the sacrifice of family time. And there are a few ways in which you can work with me at the moment. The links are in the show notes, so you can go and check out all of my current offers. But as a final note, I would just like to finish this episode by saying, you've got this, and you have got the strength of a superhero being a mum in business, and you are capable of incredible things. And so if you are wanting some support, jump in my DMs, find me over on Instagram at renee.o'neill. I love chatting with the incredible women in business that listen to this podcast. So make sure you jump on over and say hello. Let me know what your biggest takeaway is from this episode. And if you do need a little bit of a pep talk, jump in my DMs. I'm more than happy to provide that to you. So that is the episode for today. I will talk to you all next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to reneeoneill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at renee.o'neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.